This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I can tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a Friday transmission you don't want to miss. The news, the good, the bad, and the ugly is off the charts important. And quite frankly, riveting and sensational. I'm in a good focus mood, and we've got three or four amazing guests. Max Keiser in the third hour to break down the accelerating global financial meltdown that he's accurately predicted. Dr. Ron Paul, the former congressman, with a lot of key intel, will be joining us as well. Mark Harrington, who shot the video of the troll, real-life troll that actually showed up in Cincinnati, Ohio, running around attacking pro-lifers. He's going to be joining us to talk about the harrowing tale coming face-to-face with Grendel's mother. And then we've got Joe Biggs, who's got some amazing video with our own Joe Jennings out in Southern California, actually 100 miles from the border. They've been down to the border as well there in Marietta, with La Raza vowing to help get the illegals in. I don't know why they need to vow to help get the illegals in. I mean, Rick Perry says put drones on the border. He's asking Obama to what? Help pick up more people better and then put them on buses to ship them into welfare centers to be signed up as Democratic voters? I mean, that's the issue we're missing here. The Border Patrol picks them up and then ships them out everywhere and releases them. 4 weeks ago, we had an ICE agent, senior, with his voice disguised. There's a gag order. In the truck with us, we went and met him in the field, recorded it, changed his voice, telling us what the head of the Border Patrol Union already said and the deputy head, the vice president, months ago. There's an ordered stand down, and they let them out at night, just let them out in cities. They take them to churches and schools and then use that to infiltrate the people. They just dump them out and say, go to this welfare place. The trolley's right over there. The bus station's right over there. Here's your voucher. After busing them deeper in, that's the big kahuna. That's the big issue hiding in plain view. The Border Patrol's told you. ICE has told you. We've told you. It's confirmed. But the media, even Republican-dominated media like Fox News, still acts like they don't know what's going on. But Sean Hannity last night had a guest on, Border Patrol agent, Hector Garza, and he said, listen, the Border Patrol completes the smuggling process. And that's what I've been saying. That's what I was saying to the Border Patrol yesterday, you know, shouting over Biggs, who was then repeating the questions. And again, I don't even blame the Border Patrol, but they're the people doing it. I get they don't want to do it. I get they know it's illegal. I know they're blowing the whistle. It doesn't matter. They're still following orders. It'd be like if I loved a firearm, and but somebody used it to kill me. I mean, I don't like the firearm at the point somebody's using it to kill me. I'm not against the Border Patrol. I like the Border Patrol. It's one of the only constitutional federal agencies. They're certainly not perfect and have their share of problems. But they're committing the crime. And I'm going to say this again. Even if you want totally open borders to collapsing Latin America, do you want a government that can put laws on us but doesn't follow them? That is the definition, the creme de la creme, the cream of the cream when you talk about tyranny. It's so dangerous, I don't even know what to say at this point. If people don't understand, this means we're collapsing, we're going into lawlessness, and the public will stop following the law. The governments can quit, there's no legitimacy, it means civil war. And libertarians, which I am one, can argue all day, well, let's get rid of the borders. Let's just have war on the streets. You don't want that with 101 million people that don't know how to tie their shoelaces and are on welfare. I mean, Ron Paul's right. We need to get out of this incrementally, seriously, like you get somebody off heroin. I mean, this is a serious crisis we're in. I don't have words to describe it. That's all coming up. It's just wall-to-wall insanity. Judges are ruling pedophilia is okay. We told you that was coming next. Now you're going to be a pedophobe. Well, I am a pedophobe. I am a pedophobe. I am a pedophobe, and I'm proud of it.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We are living the passion play, my friends. We are living incredible history unfolding right now on this Friday, 7/11, the 11th day of July, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. Former Congressman Ron Paul's coming on to break down a host of key issues in the middle of the next hour. We have Joe Biggs and Joe Jennings, reporters on the ground still in Southern California. They've been down to the border and up 100-plus miles away in Marietta, where the Border Patrol is busing the illegals in and then policing citizens, telling them they can't be on right-of-ways off major roads, trying to order the police to throw them off. And the Border Patrol does not look happy when they walk up and say, I'm just following orders, get off this sidewalk. And then our guys say no, and the Border Patrol backs off, because we've confirmed, not just through our reporters, but through other Border Patrol in Texas and in California, that they are refusing to arrest the demonstrators. And so are the police. And the word is the county sheriff has ordered arrest. That was in the news a few days ago, but it didn't happen. So they're just holding the buses or diverting them to San Diego. That's what's happening because the police are not following the orders. So I'm criticizing them, but at least they're not doing that. And they'll probably get in trouble to arrest people on a sidewalk legally and lawfully. And to arrest people that are ready to be arrested when they come block the buses that are illegal. And then bust them into the middle of the town to turn the people loose. I mean, this is crazy. Until you realize that it is meant to elicit and trigger even more people on these dozens of trains that arrive a day from Guatemala that go all the way through Mexico, disgorging tens of thousands a day. Each train carries between 1,000 and 5,000 souls. So you're hearing numbers about tens of thousands a week, tens of thousands a day. And again, it's bigger than just these poor immigrants who are pawns in the game. It's much bigger than them. It's about a government so illegitimate, so lawless that it could do this. I'm going to be breaking that down. Max Keiser comes on about the global accelerated divergence away from the dollar that's now happening. It's now officially happening. I don't know if it can be reversed. We'll talk to him. But this is pretty much most economists now agree that it's the end of the dollar age coming. May take a year, may take 3 years, but maybe next week. It's kind of like when you had 6 or 7 heart attacks and you're 85 years old and you know, you could die any day. You might live 2 years. All I know is we're sitting on top of a mountain of political, socioeconomic TNT. And the Federal Reserve and the globalists are dancing around with flamethrowers, shooting them in the air around the TNT. We got Max Keiser coming up, Ron Paul, Mark Harrington, who actually had the encounter with the goblin creature in Cincinnati, Ohio, that was running around attacking pro-lifers. He actually saw one of the creatures. He will be joining us to report on this. The video is on Infowars.com. And then we've got, again, Joe Biggs joining us coming up here in about 20 minutes. Before I go any further, this is one of the days where I look at the news and I say to myself, you've got to hit this, Jones. You've never succeeded in just reading the headlines. Can you once just do your job? We're going to try again right now. When you first don't succeed, try again. And again, it's like the owl and the old ad that says, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? A one, a two, a three, crunch, a three. The world will never know what is in these stacks of news. Because I never get to more than, some shows I get to like 100 pieces of news. That's a blue moon. Let's just get into it here, ladies and gentlemen. First stack. Federal judge orders IRS to explain lost emails. AP. National Review. To impeach Holder, House Republicans are getting more traction with the idea than impeaching the president himself. I agree. It's a nice hors d'oeuvre to start with. That'll crack open the whole nest because you bring him down. That's what's blocking the whole criminal operation from coming out. GOP congressman, we must file a resolution directing the sergeant-at-arms to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt. Now you're talking. Resolution submitted to hold Lois Lerner in contempt. Congress takes first step towards arrest, jailing a former IRS division chief who's been caught red-handed. You bring her down, the whole house of stinking filth goes down. And it'll be a devastating victory, and will scare the hell out of the corrupt Republican leadership as well. We'll start impeaching them next. We could rout the entire enemy and save the Republic if we just believed it and stop believing the government-run 501c3 churches that are telling you it's the end of the world in 1989 and 1992 and 1997 and 2007. Listen, justice be done, may the heavens fall. I'm going to go out and face corruption and not cop out and say it's the end of the world and the Antichrist. And praise the Lord, they're putting chips in the troops' brains now to make them behave. That means Antichrist will be here soon, and I'll get my free ride to heaven. You think you're going to get a free ride sitting there on your butt saying, praise the Lord, that world government's being formed and pedophilia is being legalized in Australia? And you're doing nothing to stop it? Praise the Lord, there's all these abortions. I'm not going to go out and protest them. I'm just going to wait for my golden rope to come down, and I'm going to get teleported up there to the deck of the Enterprise. Because, you know, they got St. Michael and all of them up there, and they energize you, and you bzzz up to heaven. You know, you get raptured out of it. Of course, isn't in the Bible until the end of the Antichrist and the rest of it, and the dead in Christ are raised. And you can go read it. A five-year-old could understand it. And no doctrine was taught until 200 years ago that was going on. But even if you don't believe in God, the point is evil's taking over. And you better oppose it. Okay, see, I said I would hit to some articles, and I didn't, did I? I just covered one stack. Let me just get into this next stack. San Francisco Giants may ban culturally insensitive attire at AT&T Park if you wear any type of baseball, football, you name it, type attire that shows any Native American tomahawks, headdresses. You wear a headdress, you're going to be thrown out because the, quote, Native Americans, people that claim they are going to come over and henpeck you as social enforcers that you're not allowed to be wearing that. So this is the new social engineering on a mass scale, all by design. Just like I told you, not once, not twice, not 500 times, thousands of times, that after they pushed homosexuality on the public, regardless of what you think of that, regardless of what you think, here's the agenda. To sexualize children, remember Jocelyn Elders? It's in all the textbooks. And to legalize pedophilia. The UN has legalized it. NAMBLA is part of the UN as an NGO. Look it up. And now, London Telegraph, RT, no U.S. news will criticize this. Australian judge says incest may no longer be taboo and that child molestation is okay, basically. You can go read the ruling. Well, see, that's when lawlessness comes in. Because anybody touches my children, anybody touches them, anybody tries to have sex with them or abuses them, you know what's going to happen. And this isn't premeditated, what I'm saying. I'm saying it's a default position that if you don't get justice, you're going to get justice. And they'll call that terrorism, probably have me arrested someday. Because this is where all these socialist and communist regimes end, is with your kids being run by the state for one reason and one reason alone. They want to have their way with them. What did I say yesterday and the day before? In detail. At the bottom of the rat hole of the New World Order, not a rabbit hole, but a rat hole, at the bottom of the maggot hole, the judge went on to say that incest is only criminalized because of the high chance that any resulting offspring will be born with serious birth defects, but added that even the risk falls away to an extent because there is the ease of contraception and readily access to abortion. Yeah, kill the baby after you do that. I mean, anyone, imagine being attracted to your children. That is so sick, ladies and gentlemen. That is so disgusting. Instead, in culture, it's bad to be happy your daughter gets married at 20 and goes off and has kids. That's a terrible thing. No, that's a wonderful thing. You should be excited about your sons and daughters getting married and having kids. But people are like, ugh, don't have kids. The only thing that's taboo is having kids and completing the life cycle and being fulfilled. Because they want you at an arrested development level. Because not everyone, but some people do not trigger and activate, and it's been proven genetically with epigenetics, until you have children. And I'm not saying people that have children are more advanced or better or anything on average. I'm just saying it triggers key life cycle events where you start thinking about the group, not just yourself. All right. I've covered pretty good. I haven't gotten into the huge border stack that's off the chart. Megyn Kelly calls Nancy Pelosi guilty of sexism. See, and the conservatives weigh in on this and start using political correctness, going, get him for a hate crime. A black guy killed a white guy. Just put the black guy in jail for murder. He can get the death penalty. A white guy kills a black guy, put him in jail, give him the death penalty. They said, we need hate laws passed. These Klansmen drug an old black man to death in Vidor, Texas, or whatever it was. They all got the death penalty. You just can't get any more than that. But the media would never say they had the death penalty. They'd be like, nothing was done. Couldn't even get a hate crime law passed in racist Texas. I would see that on CNN for years and MSNBC. They would never say, by the way, these guys are waiting to be executed. I mean, you can't do any more than that. But they wanted to pass a law where they can arrest you for your speech. And they plan to do it. They've done it in England. They've done it in Europe. And Megyn Kelly's playing along with all of it. I'm not attacking Megyn Kelly. It's just ridiculous. Okay, when we come back, Typhoon Noguru. Did I pronounce it? Noguri? Heads for Fukushima nuclear plant. China's yawn, growing force in global finance, AFP, as the dollar declines. The globalists are running America on the rocks and signaling with open borders to the world they're purposely collapsing us.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival, and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápido.
The brown shirt wearing Hispanic Ku Klux Klan type individuals, in my view, that's what they are. The brown berets of Mecha and La Raza will not do media interviews. mean, nobody's got interviews with him. We got an interview. Joe Biggs got one yesterday. Video and audio's up on Infowars.com. We're going to talk to Joe Biggs. He's at the Civic Center, site of where the socialists were 2 days ago, openly saying it's Cloward and Piven. I mean, that's the headline. Socialists admit plan to collapse U.S. borders. Bring in Cloward and Piven. And they're there. Come in immigrants, because they know that demographically Latin American immigrants, not even so much Mexican immigrants, will vote for pure socialism. And, of course, the globalists are offshore and administer the socialism, so they don't care. So let's go ahead and go over here the collapsing border news of the day. Then we're going to go to break and come back to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. Border Patrol agent, U.S. government completing the smuggling cycle. We're going to play that clip in the next segment. Very important. In fact, I may play it now. Governor Perry, we need to secure border with a show of force. The show of force is there. The illegals show up and then are bussed by the Border Patrol, Perry, and you know that. So any more Border Patrol down there will just be to give tickets to people drinking beer on the Rio Grande. Seriously, I've witnessed it. Where the illegals walk right by them, come into the U.S., and they're writing high school students or college students tickets for beer. That's what they do, is write tickets for beer. I have it on video. On video. In news report on it last year. So Perry knows what's going on. The Republican leadership keeps playing dumb. The Border Patrol for almost 4 months has said, stand down was ordered. I'll say it again. Stand down was ordered. And we have witnessed it, shown the buses, and proven it for almost 4 weeks. No action. The Border Patrol looks completely demoralized, completely freaked out. I mean, there are unlimited radical Muslims coming across, criminals, you name it. It's a joke, okay? But they got federally funded checkpoints all over the country to randomly search you and your family. What a joke. What a joke. It'd be like leaving your front door open in a bad neighborhood but tying your wife up to make sure robbers don't rape her. I mean, it's that stupid. Unless you want to control things. Unless you want to enslave people. First Lady of Guatemala says illegal immigrants, not refugees, escaping violence. She says they're entering the U.S. to be united with families, not escaping conflict. Yes, the DREAM Act and all these other pieces of amnesty legislation on record. The ones Bush brought forward do the same thing. It's the same bill. Allow people here that are legal to bring anyone they want in their family. You understand that's why? Because they know they're going to be legalized. That's why they're here. And yes, their countries are hell. I mean hell. Especially where they're from. These are not the rich people of Latin America. Welcome middle class scientists, writers, artists, whatever. You got a job, you got a skill, come up here. Single moms with five kids? I mean, my God, we can't help you. We're going to become that, which is the plan. Again, it's so simple. Obama creates another humanitarian catastrophe, this time in the USA. For this act, Obama may face impeachment. That's the Russian news. Studies suggest more concealed carry permits, less crime. I want to get into that separately. It got in the immigration stack. Feds investigate racist depiction of Obama as a zombie. This is on KMTV. The folks there have a sign with Obama as a zombie on an outhouse saying presidential library. And so the Secret Service has arrived in Norfolk, Nebraska. And it was also in a parade float on the 4th of July. So, and they're saying, we're the Secret Service and the DOJ. We're here to see if you're racist. Not if you're threatening the president, which has been an intimidation factor they've been using. People don't actually threaten the president. Now it's we're here to see what you have to say. Again, anti-free speech garbage. Absolute anti-free speech garbage. That's why you use it or lose it. You don't back off from this intimidation. You triple down. You don't double down. You quadruple down. You quadruple down again. All over the country, they try to arrest you for lemonade stands. Double, triple down. Support lemonade stands, watermelon stands, you name it. They try to arrest people for all sorts of garbage. You have to then stand up against it. All over the country, they're trying to shut down farmers' markets. You shop with them. There's a reason they want all of this stuff banned. They want chalking the sidewalk banned when it's clearly free speech and protected. because they want you to stay in your house and shut up. They got judges in Dallas going door to door saying, don't protest, we're bringing illegals in, or we might arrest you. It's pure thug mafia tactics.
We're on the march.
Evil.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
For whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. Death waits for no man. Live now. Stand for something and be a conscious entity. Or become a corporate Borg of the globalist and download their latest synthetic artificial consciousness. As for me, I choose reality and the great expanse of infinity that is the universe, but a thought in the mind of God. Got some real vintage right there. That's Hatfield Gold. Some of those licks Dave Mustaine taught him. Yeah! God saved from the pain that they surely know. For whom the bell tolls. That's a live rendition, isn't it? Time marches on. Those of us that stand up for liberty are going to live forever. like that Highwayman song. I'm going to live forever. I'm going to cross that river. I'm going to see tomorrow come. Yeah, you're going to miss me. You'll want to hold me. All right, sorry, folks. It's the last time you will. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for joining us on this Friday worldwide transmission, 7-11, the 11th day already of February 2014. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. Keep saying Staff Sergeant because he first did military reporting for us part-time. So when you do military reporting, you say that their former Staff Sergeant retired. That's the standard way to do it. Now that he reports on everything for us and works here full-time and does a great job with the rest of the crew, I just keep calling him Staff Sergeant. And I tell the crew, stop calling him Staff Sergeant because you're not supposed to do that in standard journalism, but I keep doing it. But talk radio is a little different. There's a lot of former cops and military that have radio shows, and they'll call them by their name, like Sergeant Sam Cox, locally on the radio. So it's kind of a choice thing. But I tell the crew stop using it because it's not the standard journalism thing to do, and then I keep doing it. We're going to go to Joe Biggs here in just a minute. You know, I want him to do a war stories deal like Oliver North does because of all of his interesting photos and videos he's shown me. His letters and all the rest of it. Some of the stuff Esquire wrote about. He saw some very interesting combat. Not a lot of people, you know, have been in like knife fights with Al-Qaeda and stuff. And he never told those stories to the public. And I've seen his commendations and stuff. And, you know, Esquire wrote about some of it. We need him to tell those stories and then to talk to other vets and get their stories. It's because the average person has no idea the type of stuff that went on in Afghanistan and Iraq and more. We're going to go to him in Marietta, California in a moment. Let's go through these articles right here. Border Patrol agent, U.S. government completing the smuggle cycle. I want to go to that, but first I want to go to Sheila Jackson Lee. Her comment is almost as dumb as the congressman that thinks that islands float, that Guam floats, but it's not that dumb. That's in its own universe. But this is just pure old-fashioned Bravo Sierra saying that our border is under control, but in a way it is, like Obama said. When he said, I have intimate knowledge. Everything is going as I have, you know, seen it, quoting Emperor Palpatine, because they've ended the border. Unless you're a citizen trying to come back or somebody with skills trying to come in. But if you're ready to sign up for welfare and get a voter ID card and pull the lever to take my guns, baby, you have got a gravy train, at least for a while, till everything collapses. But what do you know? You're already leaving a place that collapsed, so I don't even blame those people. But it'd be like, you know, having somebody jump off of Empire State Building and land on you. You may not dislike the person. It's going to kill you. Their weight's going to smash you. Use the analogy of water they use in those high-powered water hoses to strip mine. Up close, it'll cut a person in half. I'm not against water. I'm not aquaphobic. Like I'm pedophobic. That's the new thing. If you're against raping children, you're a pedophobe. That's serious mainstream news now. It's like, come on, hand your kids over, racist. You think I'm joking? The group that runs things is going to have killing old people and killing babies up to age 3. It's already being legalized in Europe. Okay, I mean, this is a plan they're following. No matter how radical and crazy I sound, and even when I try to engage in satire, it's actually going on, okay? It's so over the top that there's the London Telegraph headline. Australian judge says incest may longer be taboo. And in the ruling, he went on to say pedophilia is no big deal. That's international news right now. What do you think's going on with all these kids being exploited, being wards of the state? No one even knows their names. It's just guaranteed they're having their organs harvested, some of them. Guaranteed they're going into sex trade. In fact, that's already coming out. Guaranteed, we said months ago, they're mules. It's been confirmed now by even the DEA, they're mules. I mean, this is a total takeover. So let's go to Sheila Jackson Lee and then to Joe Biggs. Here it is.
I disagree that our border is in devastating condition. Our border
you think the border is secure?
Doing their job.
You think the border is secure?
Now, here's what I think. I think that you have not looked to this issue except for this rising migration.
Congresswoman, this is a very simple question. Yes or no? Are our borders secure?
I think our border with now 21,000 Border Patrol agents is under control. We need to give them more resources. more equipment, and they can stand to have more support as relates to the increasing of those numbers that may come through the supplemental. There's a large amount
of money
increasing.
All right, let's stop right there. Yeah, now they want, was $2 billion, $3.5 billion, more Border Patrol, which is a red carpet assembly line conveyor belt for the illegal aliens. You understand? They are the delivery conduit. They load them on the buses under any name they want and bust them all over, including 36,000 aggravated felons in 1 month this year. Now they want $3.7 billion AP reports. Let's go to Border Patrol agent talking about this on Fox News. This is Hector Garza with Sean Hannity last night. Okay, this is a fact. Here it is.
When you say that the federal government's aiding and abetting, sounds like they're supposed to be protecting this border. You mean aiding and abetting. What do you mean specifically?
Actually, what's happening is that the federal government is actually completing the smuggling cycle. By having a parent sending their child to the U.S. border, having them smuggled, that is only part of the smuggling cycle. Then it comes to the federal government steps in, we apprehend them, we process these illegal aliens, and then we release them to their family members in the U.S. We just completed that smuggling cycle. Now, why would anybody want to hire a smuggler when the U.S. government is actually doing it for free?
So in other words, when your agents put their lives on the line,
boom,
and there sometimes are violent incidents, and they do their job, those people that broke the law, they still end up staying.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to explain the whole time. Okay, this is so simple, it's hard to understand. Even for me, it's so over the top. And they've got a psychological name for that, I forget, where you just are overwhelmed, deer in the headlights. Just, it's so ridiculous. 2 + 2 = 5. You didn't build your business. You can keep your doctor when you can't. We're not coming from your guns. We just want to ban them. I mean, it's this overthrow of reality that we see going on right now, where you've got Latin America, 700 million people in collapse, and they're advertising 99% are being released. If you can get here, the Border Patrol is going to give you a voucher to deliver you to a church group, Catholic Church, you name it, who are going to put you in with the Democrats to turn all the states blue. And then we had earlier this year of the Veritas Project with O'Keefe, got the video at like 5 different meetings in Texas, in Austin, where Sheila Jackson was speaking from in that video clip. And the articles, they go, we're opening the borders, we're going to take over within 5 years. I mean, it's game over, folks. They're going to ban our guns. You understand? Huh. I mean, they're not playing games with Battleground Texas. People better get that through their head. And Rick Perry's going, blah, 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 blah. I think Obama cares. I've got a clip coming up if we talk to Biggs. He wants to control the border, and we need to get people down on the border. And meanwhile, they're 100 miles back on purpose to open the border up. There it is, blue state blues. Fleeing Democrats will turn Texas blue. That's the plan. Like locust. They destroy California. They destroy Michigan. They destroy New York. They destroy all the... And then they come here where we had lower taxes. And, I mean, let me tell you, they'll walk up and you got 3 kids in a grocery store, and so you shouldn't have 3 kids. That's happened to my wife probably 5 times at Whole Foods. And you're like, you're joking, right? These Californians will walk up in the gym and tell you not talk too loud. If you're talking about the Second Amendment or how you don't like Obama, they'll walk over and go, please be quiet. So I was talking about the traffic being real bad in the gym the other day, and the lady walks over and goes, stop talking loud or I'll complain. I was like, are you kidding me? I mean, they're coming. They rule. They rule everything. Their weakness, their evil, their scumminess is unstoppable. You can go into Akron on video and say, I want to run child sex slaves from Mexico. And they'll say, we're ready to run the op right now. They're savage. They're in control. They launder the money. They dominate. It's organized crime, period. They're going to bring the whole country down fast. All right, let's go to Joe Biggs and Joe Jennings, running camera, doing a great job in front of the Civic Center where the communists and socialists showed up 2 days ago. We have video admitting it's Cloward and Bevin. We've got an incredible report coming up in the next segment, Joe filed. A never-before-seen interview. Nobody's gotten this with the Brown Berets of Mecha and of La Raza. That interview is up on InfoWars.com. But Joe Biggs, thank you for being out there. You're flying back tonight. You've done a yeoman's job. Tell us what you've seen.
Joe Biggs here in Temecula, Southern California. It's a neighboring city right beside Murrieta, where yesterday they had a very large victory over the Obama administration, where they stood up and they said, no, you're not going to bring those people in here. You're not going to bring those illegal alien kids into our town and make us go bankrupt. And then we got assaulted, like always, by a Fed. The feds came after us, the Border Patrol, the local police, and then we decided to go up against La Raza and talk to them.
I haven't heard what happened. You got assaulted? I mean, exactly what happened?
Well, no, I didn't mean to say assaulted. They came up to us and confronted us. I used the wrong word. My bad.
Well, we know what happened to folks that did the wrong thing in Iraq and Afghanistan. But anyways, let's continue on now. What else has happened?
Well, yesterday, towards the end of the protest, we were hanging out there. We saw a couple of Mexican flags waving off in the distance, and I noticed that no one was down there with them. And when we got a closer look, you could see the brown shirts, the dark pants, and the berets. And I said, hey, that's La Raza. We need to go walk down there and see, you know, let's go talk to them. No one else was doing it. Everybody was standing off from a distance and taking pictures. So we hopped in our vehicle and drove down there, and I simply got out, and I said, hey, can I conduct an interview with you? And he said, no. So I put the microphone down, and I walked over and just started having a conversation with the guy. And after a minute, he started to ease up and got a little bit more comfortable, and Joe Jennings came around and started filming. You know, no one else has ever had an on-camera interview with La Raza before. This is an exclusive interview with them. And the funny thing, if you notice...
You're talking about with this particular group of Brown Beret, admittedly yes. Communist group, racist group, doesn't like anybody that isn't Hispanic. And you were able to talk to them. That interview's on Infowars.com. Tell us about some of the things they said.
Well, some of the things they were saying is that they said there should be no borders, just like the socialists said at the rally the other day. They don't think there should be any borders whatsoever at all. And one of the things was, too, is when I walked up to him, he looked at me and goes, oh, you're with Infowars, aren't you? And I said, yeah. He's like, yeah, I've seen you guys before. And he's like, yeah, I'm not really a fan of your views. And behind him, one of the ladies that was a member of La Raza, or a supporter, I would say, was sitting there filming me and calling me the evil media.
Pretty ridiculous. Funny. You know, the globalists want open borders where none of us have any rights and we're all slaves under global corporate domination. They're the ones through the Ford Foundation openly funding La Raza and Mecha. But I bet those idiots that follow it, like the mindless Klan that doesn't know they're federally handled, I bet they have no idea even about that.
Well, the funny thing was, though, is when he talked to me, he seemed very calm. And all he did was talk about the kids. He just wanted to talk about how the only reason they're there is for the kids. And I asked him, why are you out here today, sir? And he said, I want to make sure that none of my people who are out here get harmed, and we just want to make sure everything is fair. But there was no one else at the protest supporting La Raza at all. There was no pro-amnesty people out there. It was just them on both sides of the road with flags waving in the air, standing out there with their arms behind their back at parade rest. There was five of them on one side. But, as soon as this Hispanic journalist walked up after I got done with mine and he called him the Mexican KKK, that's when he flipped and started calling him a traitor. And they started flipping him off, giving him the bird and just going crazy on him.
And you got all that on tape?
Yes, in front of me, they're very cool and calm.
Now, wait, have you put out the flipping? Have you put the flipping out yet on online?
It's at the very end.
Okay, because I was busy this morning and watched about 80% of it. I can't watch all these videos. I saw most of it. Knew I wanted to play it, so it's at the end. Because I haven't even seen all this yet, folks. So we're going to be playing that soon. We should put that out on its own with Darren McBreen's video he's putting out today, showing they're flipping out at the first, and then all the past examples of them flipping out. I'm going to skip this network break because this is so important. What else are you going to do today before you guys come back to Austin?
Well, we're thinking about going up to L.A. where they have been dropping off a lot of these kids. When they bypassed Murrieta, I guess they decided to take the illegal immigrant children to one of the facilities in L.A. where all the pro-amnesty supporters come out of. So now I guess it's their problem to deal with. So we're going to go out there and see if we can find some of these spots, go to some of the dioceses and see if we can figure out where these kids are getting dropped off in L.A.
All right. Well, Joe Biggs and Joe Jennings, great job, guys. Hustle up to L.A., get on your plane, get back to Austin, and hopefully we can debrief you guys over some cold ones this weekend.
That sounds like a good idea, Alex.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much. Good job. All right, there goes Joe Biggs and Joe Jennings on the board. We've got a bunch of our team out there, Jakari Jackson, Kit Daniels, Josh Owens and others. Right now, I want to get to this report, but first, this is the CEO of the race. The Klan ought to change their name to that, just or the Stormfront could just call it the race. It's like, but that would be racist. This is not racist when these guys do it. And we have a bunch of clips we haven't aired yet, going back over years of La Raza and Mecha saying, "You know, go back to Europe, we're going to kill you," all the rest of it. But first, here's the CEO. Just yesterday, I guess on MSNBC, she's also been on CNN, saying that it's racist to protest the end of the border completely and third world hell pits that we don't want to live in collapsing into us. Here it is.
And CEO of the Council of La Raza, Janet Murguia. Janet, let me start with you. I am shocked when you see the footage of these furious crowds yelling "Go home, go home." I will say personally, I found it to be a shameful moment to be an American to see people treated like that. People who are seeking a new day here in America. What is also astounding to me is that these people apparently are able to dictate deportation policy insofar as 150 anti-immigrant protesters turn these buses around. What was your reaction to it?
Well, I agree with you, Alex, that it is appalling and outrageous to see that this group of extremists and really really lending themselves as vigilantes were able to control an outcome here.
All right, guys. I mean, the issue is the extremists are the ones getting rid of the border. But you can't go to Mexico or Guatemala. I mean, you're illegal though. They throw you in prison on record for years in some cases, usually 6 months hard labor. Look up Mexico as the most draconian immigration laws in this hemisphere. And then she says it with a straight face, "I'm so ashamed to be American." It's all about lecturing us. Again, 2 + 2 = 5. Don't say bossy. It's like, shut up. Quit telling me what to do, you cult member. You freak. I don't live in North Korea, witch. Your spell is broken on me. I'm not under your political correctness. And by the way, almost every Hispanic American I talk to doesn't want open borders. They're not suicidal. There's a reason everybody's fleeing up here. And America ain't that good now. I mean, let me tell you something. I'm a grown man. Guatemala's scary. El Salvador, Venezuela, it's scary. Seeking a new day to come ban my guns. Now let's go to Joe Biggs' interview with the Brown Berets of Mecha and La Raza. They're the paramilitary force, and they fittingly, they've been doing this for 30 years, they wear brown uniforms and brown berets. Let's go ahead and go. They actually wear Ernst Röhm SA outfits, for those that don't, and they're not Nazis, they're more communists, but I wonder why they chose fascist uniforms. Here they are.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com in Murrieta, California. Now, right behind me, on both sides of the road, we have La Raza soldiers standing their little guard, waving Mexican flags back and forth. I want to go down there and talk to them and see what they have to say, hear what their views are on this matter. Let's go down there and take a look.
What is your stand then on how to deal with it?
Well, you know, I don't know the answers.
Your personal opinion.
I do know that you know, everyone has the right to protest. That's right. You know, First Amendment. That's fine. Even if they have whatever, it's not like they made the choice to.
No, but think about
what I'm saying.
But I'm saying they already got caught.
I'm talking about they're already detained. You know,
already detained. What's your stance on the border then? Do you think we should have borders?
Well,
or no?
That's not the issue.
Well, I mean, but this is
a little bit. You know, it could be all connected, but where, you know, our issue is one issue.
So it's just the kids.
Right. Whatever my personal opinion is,
so
it has nothing to do.
Okay, well, here's my next question then.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to take in these kids as well?
If
they're going to be releasing them.
Okay. If they release them, I'll tell you right in the center. They can come to my house.
But I went to the Pro MDC meeting yesterday at Town Hall, and the diocese said that they will be releasing them into the city.
I would take them into my house.
Take them home?
I would take them into my house.
There's a lot of people who say they want to take these kids in, but they won't do it. Nancy Pelosi and all these people say they're going to bring kids. I just want to know.
Those people are doing it and making big statements, you know, so everybody can hear and this and that, and they're not doing it. Well, tell us, you know, right now where they're being released at. And I'll tell you right now, they can release them.
Well, from what I heard last night, like I said, from the diocese when he spoke at the rally up there, he said they should
be released
from them.
Well, see, I don't know about him. And see,
Well, I don't know what I heard.
We don't know about. Okay, so you're saying what you heard.
All right, guys, we're gonna pause that and then come back to more of it where the confrontation begins. And again, it was like 40 mile an hour winds out there, so that's why it sounds like that. But the full interview is up on Infowars.com. I'm gonna put a shorter version out with the meat of it, but that's gonna come up in a moment. But again, yeah, they can come to his house, then be put on Democratic Party welfare, taxpayer welfare, and then become wards of the state. And then the illegals get a job, but they also get the welfare. Just like Walmart now tells their employees, go get welfare as well. They changed the law where you can work at Walmart, and you make so little. Walmart's public about this 2 years ago, that you then go get welfare on top of it. So, see, that's what they really want in the new model is you got to work and be on welfare to live. The jobs won't pay enough to live with the regulations, the bureaucracy, and the cost of living. But then, so you got to work and be a slave to them as well on government payroll. Pure exploitation. We're going to play that clip where they blow up here at the end when somebody else comes over and starts talking to them. But before we go any further, I want to just remind listeners, we are listener supported. And this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, where you can find the highest quality non-GMO storable food, great customer service, and other preparedness items. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. If you don't have storable food, you're simply insane. They have a toll-free number there on their website as well, 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Also, you can support us when you go to InfoWarsStore.com with the great Made in America apparel, the pro-Second Amendment stuff, so you can meet like-minded info warriors that are everywhere and support the broadcast. We have the high-quality supplements, not just ours, but Interfood discounted, Wake Up America, Southern Mexican coffee that's organic, actually supporting the folks that are down there actually living. We've got the great InfoWarsLife.com group of products, InfoWarsLife.com. We have the nascent Super Survival Shield X2. We have the original Survival Shield. This has done just wonders for myself and my family. We have the Super Female Vitality. You've heard the rave reviews. The Super Female Vitality, the Lung Cleanse, a little bit of Silver Bullet, and Lung Cleanse left. They're about to sell out. Those are best sellers, and it's hard to get it because we only use the very finest ingredients. We've got a bunch of sales and discounts going right now on the Fluoride Shield. That's a detoxer, not just fluoride, with the Survival Shield together, 25% off. That sale is going to end in the next few weeks. So I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We're also running 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv to see the nightly news. Let's go out to break with the La Raza people going from acting real friendly with their talking points to blowing up. And then later, I'm going to show you the true face of La Raza and Mecha with a video we put together from over the years. But here it is.
And that's it.
The conversation is over.
What I'm saying is that whatever was happened here was not the way to change anything. Because it didn't do nothing, and it didn't change anything. It diverted some things, but it's still going to happen somewhere else.
Okay, so thank you for your opinion.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
You know, that's not the way to do it. I'll tell you that. Okay. I don't know the answer to how to do it, but I'll tell you that one. That wasn't the way to do it, because it didn't do nothing but make it happen somewhere else.
Okay. Hey, what's Azat on me?
You know?
Hey, Derby.
What is Azat on me?
Hey, Derby.
We're going to go to break and come back with the rest. This guy in Spanish is telling them, you know, basically you're out of your mind, and they start calling him a traitor and stuff. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. The guy's like, why do you want to collapse both countries into each other? You know, they're like, how dare you, traitor? That's coming.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence, but to expand the info war, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at prisonplanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at madein1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.